Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church and the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this second Sunday after the Epiphany, Year C. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 62, verses 1 to 5, Psalm 36. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And we are immersed in peace, because His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, for His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we praise You for creating, healing, and loving us. We thank You for seeking and finding us, for holding us and renewing our lives. We honor You for all You have done for us, in us, and through us. But we adore You for who You are, the one true living God. Amen. Lord, we have gathered to praise You so often before. We have come to sing and to pray, to listen to Your word read and proclaimed. And yet we have not worshipped You, because we have tried to please ourselves. Holy Spirit, come, move among us and within us, that we, when we end, we may know that we have been in the presence of the living God. Lord, empower us to respond to You with heartfelt praises. Amen. We have our hymn, CPWI 228, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Trusting God. Trusting God. The children of Israel were the covenant people of God. They were God's people, and God was their God. As the people of God, they were called to trust God. In the beginning, their forefather Abraham trusted God, and he and his wife Sarah had a child, Isaac, in their old age. However, by the time of the prophet Isaiah, the people were disobedient to God and found themselves in exile in Babylon, and the temple and the city of Jerusalem totally destroyed. While they were in exile, the prophet Isaiah brought the word from God that there would be a time when the exile would be over. And Jerusalem, also called Zion, the city of the Lord, will be rebuilt. And once again, it would be the center of their worship, not only for the chosen people, but for all the people of the world. The prophet Isaiah proclaims, "Upon your walls, O Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels. All day and all night, they shall never be silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it renowned throughout the year." Isaiah 62 verses 6 and 7. The people were called to trust God, to fulfill God's word. In today's reading, the promised servant takes personal responsibility for making sure that the Lord fulfills what he has promised. Isaiah declares, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch." Isaiah 62 verse 1. The people trusted God, and their exile came to an end, and in due time, after their return, Jerusalem and the temple were restored. Trusting God always leads to the fulfillment of God's promises in God's time and in God's way. In our epistle from 1 Corinthians 12, 1-11, Paul is writing to a church that is called to live out its faith in Christ in a culture where values were different to those of the gospel. The city of Corinth was a Roman outpost connecting Rome with its eastern provinces. Many of the Corinthian Christians were influenced by the practices and values of the dominant Roman culture. Paul writes to them in an attempt to safeguard and promote a genuine Christian community and fellowship. In Corinth, many came to believe that certain spiritual gifts were more highly valued than others. Therefore, those who exercised the so-called greater gifts were afforded greater honor, prestige, and privilege than those with the so-called lesser gifts. In our epistle today, Paul challenges this practice of ranking a person by their spiritual gifts and assigning honor on the basis of those gifts. Paul points out that there are varieties of gifts, but all come from the same Spirit. Why? Because there are varieties of service and varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 6b. After listing some of the spiritual gifts, Paul concludes, all these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. We therefore trust the Holy Spirit to determine and endow us with the spiritual gift that suits our personality and character. In a gospel from John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, Mary had to trust Jesus to respond in a positive manner to her very important statement, "They have no wine." John chapter 2, verse 3b. Jesus and his disciples attend a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee, some 15 miles north of Nazareth. His mother is also present. The host runs out of wine. Mary informs Jesus, trusting that he could and would do something. She did not know what to relieve the situation and the embarrassment for the host. Mary's trust in Jesus was fulfilled. He acts to preserve the honor of their host. Jesus uses his power in this first sign, as his miracles are called in John's Gospel, to show love to someone in trouble. Jesus mysteriously and secretly turns a lot of water into a lot of wine. He uses the water in the stone jars that were used for the Jewish rites of purification. The water is turned into wine, indicating that what Jesus offers is very different from what Judaism offered in the past. What Jesus offers is infinitely better than what Judaism has to offer. This is affirmed by the steward who called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guest has become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." John chapter 2, verses 9b and 10. Trusting God always has an outcome that is good for us. The questions remain. Why should we trust God? And why does trusting God always have a good outcome for us? The psalmist in Psalm 36 points us to the response to our questions. The psalmist writes, "Your love, O God, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the strong mountains. Your justice is like the great deep. You saw both man and beast, O Lord. How priceless is your love, O God. Your people take refuge under the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36, verses 4 to 7. Because of God's deep abiding love for us, because God is love, God loves justice and faithfulness. We, therefore, can trust God. When God makes a promise, it is as good as done. To trust God, we have to know God. As our knowledge of God increases, we grow in our faith and trust. Therefore, we have the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Amen. Let us pray. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Lord Jesus, you fulfill our desires beyond our imagining. Transform our failures and disappointments into new opportunities for your kingdom. Revive your church in its mission to declare your love. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Lord Jesus, when provisions are low, you open up a new generosity. Teach us to share our riches and poverty. Give to leaders of nations renewed visions. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Lord Jesus, you shared in the joy of a wedding. Bless all who are married and those preparing for marriage. May each find in the other strength, companionship, and delight. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Lord Jesus, you responded to need wherever you found it. Bring your transforming love to bear on all who feel exhausted or drained in their suffering. May we taste and see your goodness. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. Lord Jesus, on the third day, you rose for our salvation. Gather to yourself all who have died. Bring us to share with them in the wedding banquet of your kingdom. With you, O Lord, is the well of life. In your light, we see light. As our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. The hymn, Father of Heaven, Whose Love Profound, CPWI 210.
Oh.
Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God be your comfort, your strength. God be your hope and your support. God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And we want to wish you a very spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Remember, as we journey, that God is with us, and we are invited to trust God. We end with hymn, Trust and Obey.